A perfect sunny and clear autumn day greeted world leaders as they arrived at the United Nations on Tuesday to discuss the many challenges posed by climate change. There are many who believe that days like this are threatened by drastic alterations in climatic conditions the globe is experiencing now. The Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, said it's time to act.
Today, we must set the world on a new course. Climate change is a defining issue of our age. It's a defining our present. Our response will define our future.
This climate summit was convened to build momentum towards securing a global agreement on reducing harmful greenhouse gas emissions in Paris, France, next year. The goal is to limit global temperature rise to less than 2 degrees Celsius. Mr. Ban said the world is reaching a crucial turning point.
The human, environmental, and financial cost of climate change is fast becoming unbearable. We have never faced such a challenge, nor have we encountered such a great opportunity. A low-carbon climate resilient future will be a better future.
That opportunity is to create a low-carbon, climate-resilient future that allows for what the Secretary General called a cleaner, healthier, and fairer planet Earth, not for some, but for all people. Joining world leaders at the launch of the summit was Kathy Jetnil Kijner, a civil society representative from the Marshall Islands. This Pacific nation's very existence is threatened by sea level rises brought on by climate change.
We've seen waves crashing into our homes and our breadfruit trees wither from the salt and drought. We look at our children and wonder how they will know themselves or their culture should we lose our islands. Climate change affects not only us islanders, it threatens the entire world. To tackle it, we need a radical change of course. This isn't easy, I know. It means ending carbon pollution within my lifetime. It means supporting those of us most affected to prepare for unavoidable climate impacts. And it means taking responsibility for irreversible loss and damage caused by greenhouse gas emissions.
Film star and newly appointed UN Messenger of Peace Leonardo DiCaprio was also called to the podium in the General Assembly. He took part in a climate action march in New York on Sunday. He had this message to world leaders.
This is the most urgent of times and the most urgent of messages. Honored delegates, leaders of the world, I pretend for a living, but you do not. The people made their voices heard on Sunday around the world, and the momentum will not stop. But now it is your turn. The time to answer humankind's greatest challenge is now. We beg of you to face it with courage and honesty.
The summit continues throughout Tuesday. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.